to spend half your farm or better to feed your livestock. And if you had anything to sell, that was a minor thing.
You mentioned beans. What were there different kinds of beans?
Mostly just pinto beans.
Dove Creek is known as what? I read it.
Pinto Bean Center.
Of the?
Pinto Bean Center, capital. Pinto Bean capital of the world, they call it.
How many did they grow, do you know? Is it?
Oh, I couldn't tell you the amount, but there's a lot of them. A lot of acres were raised here.
Did you grow any? Did you grow
pintos? Yeah, we raised beans.
Still, is that what you... What do you raise primarily now?
Mostly wheat now. Mm-hmm.
Do you sell that to ranchers?
No, sell it to the elevator.
Okay. Were there any other kind of beans besides pintos? Do you ever grow lima beans?
No.
How about green beans?
No. There's no market for them here.
Did you ever grow them just to eat yourself?
The lima beans, green beans, yep, the string beans, right. Well, that's what I call garden beans.
Okay, garden beans. Is right. The same thing as a string
bean. A string bean, right.
Okay. You mentioned tomatoes. Did you ever grow real small? Have you ever seen the real small tomatoes?
Yes, the pear tomatoes, they call them.
What do they call them?
Pear tomato.
Is that P-A-R-E or P-E-A-R?
Isn't it P-E-A-R tomato? They're kind of, or cherry tomatoes. I always called them pear. They're shaped like a pear, but there's some red ones and some yellow ones.
Uh-huh.
And they're real small.
Yeah. Okay. Ever heard them called Tommy Toes?
No. Tommy Toes? No.
Okay. Just wondering. So,
Tommy tomato.
Did you grow potatoes?
Right.
What different kinds?
We had the white ones and the red ones. Uh-huh. And we just raised them for our own use mostly.
Okay. And you mentioned beets. Were there different kinds of beets that people...
Just the red beet. And you plant those in rows, you know, and just... If you had a good year, you canned some of them. If you didn't, you just ate what came up or something like that. Not a great deal.
Okay. And there was another vegetable I was wondering about. A lot of times it's yellow and it lays on the ground. It grows off a vine.
Squash?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you have different kinds of those?
We've had... Different kinds, right, okay. But not too many. What is it, that banana squash and acorn squash? What's the name of yours?
Turpin
squash.
Ever
and butternut squash.
Ever hear of Mother Hubbard?
Right, yeah, that used to be a good squash. We haven't raised any of them for a while.
Okay. And all of those things together, all of those things that you grow, and what would you call those?
Vegetable garden.
Now, I was wondering, do you grow any fruit?
We do have.
What kinds?
Well, we have apples, peach, and cherry. And apricot. Yeah, apricots, I mean. And some grapes, okay. If it doesn't freeze.
Okay. Let me ask you about...
Strawberries.
What?
Strawberries.
Strawberries. Yeah, not very many.
Let me ask you about cherries. Were there different kinds?
Well, we've got two kinds, a sour cherry and what they call that other, that sweet cherry, is Bing cherry.
Okay.
And 9 times out of 10, that sour cherry never freezes.
Really?
And you can't eat that thing very very good either. They look good, but boy, they'll pucker up your mouth.
I remember that from growing up.
And they look good.
What do you call the hard part of the cherry inside?
The cherry pit, we call it.
And did you have different kinds of peaches? You mentioned peaches.
Yeah, there's one was early and one was late. One was that Hale and Alberta in it.
Okay.
And when the peaches are good, they're good. And then if, you know, most generally they always seem to freeze or else it's too dry.
Okay. What would you call the thing inside the peach, the hard part?
We just call it the peach pit,
okay.
Or the